Hang on just a minute. That is one of my favorite Christmas songs. I love that. So indulge me. Can we hear it again? Man, that was, isn't that a blessing? God could have cast us off, but he came to redeem us. Glory. Hallelujah. I want to have a spell. Amen. Sing it again. Lift it up. That's beautiful. Thank you, ladies. Amen. Thank you. Outstanding. Very good. Thank you, young people. I appreciate it. All right, brother. We are ready to hear tonight what the Lord has for us from you. Brother Bragg and I are going to move our chairs a little closer to the pulpit tonight. Just in case, okay? Just in case. But I don't anticipate any problem tonight for Brother Bishop. He had a good nap this afternoon. He had some good roast. And so that set well. Brother Bishop, we're Thank glad you're here, you. Sir.
I'm glad to be here, brother. Thank you. I'm glad they didn't let me hit the floor. He thought I was praying. Who prays with their head on the pulpit? Man. Somebody told me my Donna was hollering at him and couldn't get his attention. Well, praise the Lord. I'm not going to let a little thing like passing out stop me. Well, take Bible, turn to Psalm 118. I want to thank all of you giving toward us. What blessing you are to share with us during time this. Thank you so much. And Brother Angel, thank you for being my friend. such a kind, humble man. Thank you for sharing him with the rest of us in America and letting him bless others too. What a man of the Word. And, boy, I love Word of God. I don't have phone on me, but I have a Bible program on phone. And it's just called KJV. And it's got on it what they call Strong's Concordance. And I can look up any word in the Bible. It shows me where it is, what it means, and where it's found in the rest of the Bible. And I love to study the Bible. Amen. Oh, wow. And I can just, even though I can't read very good, I can just take my time and dig through Word of God. Here, bless you. Here. What? Listen. The Hebrew word the King James writers used to translate good, the same word we read tonight, good, describing God, the same King James writers translated that same word as better and best in the same King James Bible. God good, God better, God best. Isn't that good? That makes me want to shout. And I'm not a Methodist. In Psalm 118, verse 1, oh, give thanks, Lord. He is good. Because mercy, boy, wasn't that song right on? Mercy endureth ever. Let Israel say, mercy endureth ever. Let House Aaron say, mercy endureth ever. This is us here, verse 4. Let them now fear Lord say, mercy endureth ever. Amen. Listen what he say. Hear this good. You're going to love this. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me, set me in a large place. Now, what amazing answer prayer. You would think you say, I call on the Lord in distress. And boy, Lord took them all away. Didn't say. You would think, you say, I call on Lord distress. And boy, God gave me power to overcome. No, he said, he set me Lord's place. You know, because of my illness, I have preached in some of the greatest fundamental churches in America. I have some of the biggest. Never I preached that before you. I call on Lord distress. What did he do for Brother John? He set me large place. That's what he did. This church, you all are known across America. And God letting me preach you. Somebody say, Brother John, what if you find out God took his hand and put that little germ in the brain called meningitis? I said, well, when you get heaven, I'm going to ask God which hand you use. And when he shows me, I'm going to kiss it. And I'm going to say, thank you, God. Thank you. You allow me help more people than I could ever have helped. Now, when I begin learning Bible through listen, and my whole education was built around one book, the Bible. That's it. I read some now, a little bit about the Bible, if they're safe authors. Be careful who you read after. They can mislead you. So I do read little, but very little of them. And I just limit most of my readings, digging in the Word of God. I can get lost in studying one or two words in the Bible, just going reference, and this and that. Saying, God, that good. Amen. Thank you, that. And in the book of Corinthians, Apostle Paul says, the local church is like a body. It has hands. Some of you are like hands. Some are like feet. Some are like eyes. Different things. Then he said, some more feeble others. That me. I feeble one. I so glad he didn't say, but they necessary. You may be like me, feeble one, but you necessary. God needs you. God needs you. How do you know I'm saved? If I ask you, how know you saved? First thing mine do is race back to past, to day or night, a place where you bowed head, repented and received Jesus Christ as Savior. You did what Romans say, whosoever shall call upon the name of Lord shall be saved. Well, I lost all that. That's gone to me. Now here's what did have. I had a precious wife who told me, yes, John, you're a Christian, you're saved. You pastor. Okay. My mama's still alive. Daddy dead. Mama's still alive. My mama said this to me. She said, John, I asked her to tell me about my childhood. I said, Mama, don't tell me bad part, just good part. One day she got done talking an hour or two, and I said, I didn't know I was such a good boy. She said, remember, I just tell half of it. And, boy, Mama tell me, you're saved, John. And so I also had a Bible. Still had a Bible. Now, let me tell you. Some of you, in your Bible front, you have written down a date of when you got saved. I think it good to do that. I do. A date, maybe even a time. Let me tell you what I did. Here's what happened. My cousins verified this with me. I couldn't figure out all the pieces till I talked to them. Three of us went to a citywide crusade. C.E. Autry was preacher. None of us went forward to get saved. But they sang a song that gripped my heart. The old song is this. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He can do for you. Wow, that gripped me. Went home, a drunkard's home, broken up by drugs and alcohol, divorced three times. God on my knees. I wrote this down. I wrote a half a page in the front of my Bible. Saturday night in September. Got on my knees beside my bed. Opened this tract they gave me to John 3:16. For God so loved the world, gave only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I wrote down, I put my name where whosoever was. And I got saved. I wrote half a page of that down right there. Even the song. My cousins told me, yes, we remember you did that. Mama told me this. Let me tell teenagers. Mama told me this. I'm from a divorce home. And before saved, I wasn't a very good teenager. After saved, one day, Mom, I got argument, and I threw my little fit, marched into my bedroom, slammed the door shut. But after I saved, I did that one time. I came out about 10 minutes later, she said, and said, Mom, I'm Christian now. I should never do this. I'm sorry. Forgive me. She said, John, I knew you were saved then. She said, second reason new saved is you used to love this rock group called Beatles. Have you ever heard of them? They were popular, evidently, when I was a teenager. Beatles. And Mom said, I had a collection of their records. Some of them big records, some of them small records. I had collected them. Some of my aunts and uncles had helped me get first editions of their albums. I had all of that. But I became under conviction that rock music was wrong. God convicted my heart that my mind could not stay pure and listen to that kind of music. I burned it. Buddy, it burned the rest of my family too. Mama said, John, you probably had a collection worth $1,000. She said, we all got mad at you. But she says, I know now you meant best. But listen to this. I was able to lead my mama to the Lord. My stepdad to the Lord. My real dad to the Lord. Other of my family to the Lord. God just needed to find somebody in the home to start off.
Amen.
Now, I had all of that, but the devil started doubt in my mind. John, how do you know you meant that when wrote? These people can't see heart. How do you know saved? Oh, man. Here I pastor. They still let me pastor. And even though I couldn't even read my text, they would read it for me where I'd studied that week, preach 10, 15 minutes, that all could do, and church grew. Of course, they like short sermons. And so, it was, I didn't know what to do with the doubt. I hated to tell church, I'm not sure I saved. So, I said, Lord, you got to help me. I prayed. I couldn't read the Bible hardly all at that time. But I'd listen. I started this little extra. I got to Romans chapter 8. You know where I got to, don't you? This morning, Sunday school, pastor got there. Romans 8, 16. His spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Oh, wow. I push button, stop. Rewind, play. His spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. I played that four times. It was like God saying, John, it's my job to tell you, you're my child. That is how you know. The Spirit of God takes the Word of God and assures you, you're a child of God. Now, I like what I got better than what some other people have. They just have some vague memory of a feeling or getting baptized. Man, I wouldn't depend on that for a minute.
That's right.
No, you have God living inside you. That's an important thing. Go to God. Let me tell you, Brother Angel, you've been in our camp We have a good camp, don't we? Good. Well, we had the preacher preaching, and he was teaching the teenagers morning service on purity. How to keep your body and life pure. Man, he gave a scripture here. Then a scripture here. Illustration here. Scripture here. One built on another. Powerful. Many young people responded. Commitments to stay pure. On the way out of the service going to lunch, one of the counselors, probably about 40, tears streaming down his cheeks, stopped me in the back and said, "Brother John, I would give anything if I could have heard something like that when I was a teenager. The sins of my youth still haunt me." Oh my. Every January, I pastored. Now, I pastored church I did 15 half years. But 5 years after illness. It took God 5 years to get me ready, be able to preach across country. He needed 5 years to get me ready to do that. And so, as I would pray, study, seek the Lord, His grace, God just helped me every time I needed His help. And He still does. My Donna's so good, take care of me. Oh my, how sweet she is. And my Donna, I don't remember marrying her. But here's what she told me. We were in a good fundamental college that wouldn't allow unmarried couples to hold hands or touch. That was against rule. I think good rule. Yeah. Paul said good for man not touch a woman. And that word touch comes from the word kindle fire. That's what physical touch can do to a other person is kindle a fire of desire. Right. Well, my Donna said, we dating there our last year, college. And all of a sudden, I wasn't eating. She asked me, and I said, well, she said, I told her, I'm praying about something. I'll let you know. I went on not eating for 3 days. Finally, after 3 days, I said, well, I'm ready to tell you. Can you meet me such and such place? She said, well, yes, I guess so. She did, and I asked her to marry me. I prayed and fasted. Some people pray real fast. Boy, I'm glad I know I saved. Amen. I'm so glad. One dark night, about 2 years into illness, it was a dark, dark night for me. I had had a terrible seizure. Brother Angel, a terrible seizure, grand mal seizure. I still have to take 4 pills a day for seizures, but thankful they're under control. But this was a bad one. Then I had a cluster migraine headache on top of. Oh, that night I was weeping to God, so discouraged. Sometimes have nights that my dear Donna would sit on end of couch, let me lay my head in her lap. She rubbed my head and sang me songs. That's a pirate song. When shadows fall and the dark cover all, and God would ease my pain.
Amen.
That night I was sleeping on the couch, so she could get rest. And in the darkness, I was listening to a CD about God's goodness. And I just looked up to God, tears running down both of my cheeks, and said, God, I'm going to believe you're good and you're right if I never walk again. At that time, I still couldn't walk. I'm going to believe it if I never walk again. And let me tell you, peace came my heart. Just a peace. I didn't get up walking the next day. It's quite a while before I could walk much. God just needed me to commit self to Him. I've got to close, but I want to tell you about airplane trip. I was on an airplane by myself. I was able at that time to travel a little by self. I can't now. I have to have my Donna. I just not able to do it. Early flight. I had so many miles, flight miles. At that time, I was traveling 50 weeks out of the year. And so they usually put you up first class if there's any room. I didn't buy it. I didn't deserve it, but if they're going to give it to you, you might as well sit there. I sat beside this lady. Now, I know how this goes. Travel enough, no. If they stick earplugs or earphones on, don't want to talk to you. So I knew I had to be in a hurry because I see her reaching in her bag. Lady had a diamond on her finger big enough to choke a horse. I thought, so I turned to her and I asked her, do you believe in prayer? She said, well, yes, I do. I said, my name, Brother John. I had meningitis and brain damage years ago. I still suffer some debilitating effects of that. I'm not a good preacher, but I do preach and try to help people. I am on my way to a church to speak. I hurt bad last night. Got up this morning still hurting. Almost called Pastor Cancel. But I thought, if he want me come, probably somebody there need me. So I'm going. I need you sometime when you think of it to pray for Brother John. She said, well, I've never had anybody ever ask me that. Well, I said, the great beloved Apostle Paul asked Christians to pray for him all over the Word of God. That is a way we can help each other. I said, by the way, have you ever prayed the sinner's prayer? She said, I don't even know that is. I said, can I share it with you in case you'd like to pray it sometime? She said, well, yes. I watched her put those earphones back in the bag. And I started with the scripture. I took about 20, 25 minutes, go through plan salvation. I just about done, and I saw tears. So I asked her, would you like to get saved right now? She said, yes, I would. I said, let's just the two of us bow our heads right here. Would you like to pray first? She said, yes. You know, sometimes, Brother Angel, if I lead in person, Lord, Brother Angel, I'm going to have to sit down, finish. Yes, help me to the chair.
Come right over here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sometimes when I'm leading people to the Lord, and I think they may not know the words to say, I think it's all right to help give them the words, don't you?
Sure.
But I never had time to do that. She just started praying. And she prayed one of the sweetest sinner prayer I ever heard. And at the end of it, she said, and bless Brother John. I bet Lord said, never heard a sinner prayer like that. Now, that blessing in it. I want people everywhere to know, Lord, trust Him. And you need to reach out to people. Let God use you. The Lord is good.
Amen.
And the Lord is right.
Amen.
Dear Lord, thank you so much letting me preach tonight. How good you are. Thank you, Brother Angel, his dear people being patient with me. Lord, I pray you use this message, bless them. And Lord, I pray the message will stick in hearts so people might remember your word. Not mine, but your word, Lord, to help them. Jesus' name pray. Amen. Pastor.
Let's keep our heads bowed just for a moment and before the invitation. A couple of things. I love what he said about God getting him when he was asking God to help him and in his distress, when those grandma seizures, and more than God wanted to heal Brother Bishop, God wanted Brother Bishop to just trust Him fully. And I wonder if God has you in a, you're not in the same apples-to-apples situation Brother Bishop is in with meningitis that has wiped your memory clean. But you are in a situation that to you is as difficult as his was to him. And you've asked God over and over again, please take this away, please heal me, please take this away. Help me to get better. What God is after is your full commitment to trust him, no matter what. I wonder if that's you tonight. Your full commitment to trust him. And then, folks, again, let the man be the message as well as the message. If Brother Bishop, with his difficulty, is faithful to witness as God gives him opportunity, what is holding you and me back? Let's let God do a work in our hearts tonight through not only the message, but the man he sent our way today. If you're here tonight, you're not sure you're saved. Brother Allen's going to stand right down here in the front. If you're not sure you're saved, why don't you come tonight, take Brother Allen by the hand, tell him, I need to be saved. He'll have a lady talk to a lady or a man talk to a man. If you're here tonight and you realize that what God is after in your life is your trust, your commitment, and you need to retrust and recommit yourself to his care again, no matter what his plan is for you, then take care of that tonight as well. But let the Lord do a work in your heart. Father, I thank you for the privilege of hearing your servant today. I thank you for the messages that my heart has received from his being here. Not only what he preached, but just him. May I not miss what you have for me out of this. And I pray the same for our people. In Jesus' name. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Let's stand together. Our invitation song begins. The altar will be open for a few moments to let you do your work with the Lord that needs to be done tonight. God looking for our commitment. God's looking for our trust. God's looking for that surrender. God's looking for the surrender, ladies, that you heard about in the Sunday school hour. That full surrender. Let the Lord help you tonight. Commit yourself to Him. Those promises that he made to the Lord in that dark night. God, I'll always believe you're good. I'll always believe you're right. God was helping Brother Bishop to trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the opportunity to have had this servant here with us today, and I thank you for that meeting many years ago where our paths crossed, and what an enrichment he's been, just his testimony to me and to our church and to many churches like this one. And Lord, I pray that you'd bless his health. I pray that you'd be with him and sustain him. Like the rest of us, his days are in your hands. Our time is in your control. And I pray that, God, you'll give him the energy and strength for a few more months or years, whatever your plan is, to share his story with others and what you've done for him. I pray for Mrs. Bishop. I pray that you'll strengthen and sustain her as she cares for her husband night and day. What a great testimony of faithfulness and commitment in marriage. bless her, bless the ministry, and thank you again for the privilege of having them here today. In Christ's name, amen.